The president has issued a statement. Of course, you know that the armed forces have released their own statement yesterday condemning the attack and promising that all those who are perpetrating this violence will be brought to justice. Now, the president in his own statement today has also reiterated that under no circumstance will anybody take laws into the hands to attack our armed forces. The armed forces are a symbol of our national collective existence, and it is impossible for any government to fold its arm to be allowed to perpetrate such kind of violence in our land. So the president's statement has issued a stern warning to all those who will want to do this in the future, and he has also directed the armed forces to fish out these criminals and, you know, prosecute them.
So, Minister, how come this happened on the military? How come this attack happened?
Well, it's difficult for you to ask me how come it has happened, you know, because this, of course, you know that the military was on a peacekeeping operation in the Delta area. And so these people now took laws into their hands and attacked them. And in the process, a commanding officer was killed, another senior officer was killed, and about 12 soldiers also lost their lives. Of course, in the operation field, it is difficult for me to say how it did happen. But whatever has happened, it is a condemnable act. The armed forces will not tolerate that. The Nigerian army issued a statement, like I said yesterday. The president also reiterated that this evening in the statement he has personally also signed. Now, the fact that the president as commander-in-chief has signed that statement also goes to underscore the importance with which the president has attached to this act that has happened.
So, Minister, I've seen a video on social media suggesting that the military, in a retaliatory mode, set fire to the town in which the attack happened. Is this video, have you seen it, and is it authentic?
Well, all kinds of videos have been circulating. I cannot confirm or deny any video or audio at this point. What I can say is that the Nigerian Armed Forces have been charged with responsibility of ensuring that those who perpetrated this crime have been brought to justice. Now, whether it is as a result of that you saw that video, I cannot confirm or deny that at this point.
Before I let you go, Minister, I want to ask you about the abducted school children. Do you have any update?
Well, the update is that the Nigerian Armed Forces have been asked to ensure that these children are being brought back to their families, to reunite them with their families. And in the process, you also know that I issued also a statement on behalf of the president to indicate that the president said he is not going to accept any form of ransom payment to get these people back to reunite with their family. This is the official position of government. This is a directive that the president has also given. I know that Nigerian Armed Forces and other security agencies are working around the clock to ensure that these children, all the kidnappers that have been taken captive by these criminal elements, are being brought back to reunite them with their families.